Now, Lex.
Yes, sir.
You have prep in front of you. If you choose to, you can look at the bottom half of the paper and reveal who's coming and what shows they're picking.
No.
Or you can go in blind.
I'm going blind. Can we start? I'm fired up.
We can start.
I'm going to vamp until people are here, too.
Okay, and I have some things prepared for us.
I'm
recording in here.
Are you going to come in here?
Or no,
you,
like, I'm, got it, they
got
can
it,
hear
it.
Me.
Oh, yes. I see. Got it. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Welcome to The Wolf Den, the podcast about the business and people of podcasting. I'm your host and your friend, Lex Friedman, and today we have a very special episode. It's not about drugs, it's not about smoking, it's not about unwanted pregnancies. It is about the podcast that podcasters and employees here at Midroll, Stitcher, Earwolf love. But before we get started, let me introduce you to my producer, Harry Nelson, who wrote the script and I am just now finding out is putting himself into the show this week. Hi, Harry.
Hello, Lex. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm in the booth.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
That's
basically what just happened.
How do you feel? Are you okay?
I feel excited. I just had a Fordo coffee shot right before I came in here. It had 200 milligrams of caffeine. I've been on nonstop calls all day. I'm fired up. I've been looking forward to this all day, and that is true. Our holiday party is after we record this, and this was what I was looking forward to. Not the party, but this podcasting session.
Really nice vibe in the office today. I'm really excited to hear from all the people we're about to hear from. Yeah. Two of them are
some of them are loitering, so I have a sense of who's coming in now.
So you don't know who's coming or what shows they're picking.
No.
And I have another little surprise for you. You might see it on that list.
Are we doing the episode premise
first? Talk about what this is.
This is the 12 shows of late December, the Wolf Den Holiday Special shows we're jealous of. Spectacular. Stitcher New York Edition 2018. That's a long title.
Absolutely.
And I guess what it means is we're going to go through what shows the Stitcher New York team loved this year in 2018.
12 shows, 12 people. Good time.
This says Harry gives Lex his gift.
Yes. Now, Lex, I know how much you love jingles.
I do. Oh, my God. There's a new jingle, everybody.
So me and some people who want to be known as the Stitcher Choir made this new jingle for you. Please enjoy.
That was amazing.
Written by me, recorded and mastered by Casey Holford.
Well, that is like a perfect holiday gift, and I'm so grateful. That is so exciting. More segments on the show need theme songs. Soon it's going to be all theme songs. But Harry, bring in my first surprise guest.
All right, let's do it.
Walking to the Midroll booth right now is one Midroll employee and a guy who I carpool with most of the time, Andy Slater. Hi, Andy.
Hi, Lex.
Andy, is it your first time on the Wolf Den?
This is my first time on a podcast, I think.
Wow.
Love it.
So, Andy Slater, what do you do here at Stitcher/Midroll?
Here I am, my title is Vice President of Advertising Partnerships. So I'm basically a sales guy. I sell ads across our network of podcasts here.
I love it the most. And what show did you pick?
So the show that I am most jealous of is called Discography.
And I don't know this show. I'm excited. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, it's from the Consequence of Sound people. Sometimes you see on Facebook, they'll put things like, you know, lists of, you know, top Frank Zappa songs and, you know, all sorts of different types of music related things. So they have this podcast hosted by a guy named Mark with a C. And
is that his last name?
I believe so. I mean, that's what it says on his Twitter also, Mark with a C. And what he does is on Discography is every season's usually like 6 to 8 episodes, and he covers the whole works of a band or an artist. So the first season was Frank Zappa. The second season was Janet Jackson. And he just announced on Twitter last week the third season coming up is going to be The Who.
Now, I imagine you as a Zappa fan and a Who fan. I don't imagine you as a Janet Jackson fan. Did you enjoy the Janet Jackson season anyway?
I did, because I learned new things.
That's very cool. How'd you discover the show? Do you remember?
I'm just, you know, I'm a music guy. And I actually have a friend that works at Consequence of Sound. He told me they had podcasts. And I was like, oh, I work in podcasts.
If you could ask the host a question or give the host a comment, what would it be?
You?
No. Oh, the host of Discography, Mark with a C.
If I had to ask, I would just ask him.
Me.
Well, you are the host.
Yes. You know, can ask me a question.
And sometimes
also
you refer to yourself in the third person. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Yes, he does.
So if I had to ask Mark with a C one question, it would really be sort of how does he curate the list of, you know, his topics, because, you know, Frank Zappa and Janet Jackson are very diverse.
Yes.
And you wouldn't even necessarily think somebody would like them both.
If he can do both things, and cover them both really well and cover the Who really well. That's exciting. Andy, this is really good. Do you want to plug anything?
Yes. So I want to plug the fact that I will be releasing my own podcast in the new year called Turntable for Two.
Nice.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us what it's about?
It's basically me and my buddy Steve. We went to college together. We've seen over 100 shows together. And what we're going to basically do is we're two dads, and it's going to be a combination of like these two dads. And we're going to go through a concert we saw and kind of revolve around the artist and what was important then.
I've always thought that you could never have a show that was about two dads, but I guess you're going to prove me wrong. Well, thank you, Andy. Stay here. Let's hear what Jenny Barish has to say. Hi, Jenny.
Hello.
Is this your first time on The Wolf Den?
It sure is. What an honor.
Well, is it your first time on a podcast?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably not.
So who are you, Jenny? What do you do here at Stitcher?
Hello, my name is Jenny. I work on the acquisitions team with Lex Friedman.
Sounds like a good guy. How is he as a boss?
He's great. Great, great shiny hair.
Shiny doesn't always sound like a hair compliment. We'll take it. And Jenny, is there a podcast you're jealous of?
I'm jealous of this new theme of Bigfoot-related podcasts.
I did not expect
that. It's a thing. Bigfoot is having a moment, and one of them is called Wild Thing.
See, if I had a Bigfoot podcast, I would call it Sasquatch What Happens, but go ahead.
That's good.
Thank you. I just did that right off the cuff, too. I was not prepared.
So, yeah. And, I mean, it's about this scientist and reporter, and she figures out that she has not only a keen interest in Bigfoot, but she has a family member related to like preeminent Bigfoot research.
And is it tongue in cheek? Is it humorous, or does she genuinely believe?
No, it is 100%, like 100% real.
100% real. Are you a Bigfoot believer? You haven't finished all the episodes yet, so you don't know.
I haven't finished all the episodes, but I'm leaning towards maybe.
And if you were going to talk to the host and you wanted to ask her a question or just give her some feedback on the show, what would you say?
I would say, why didn't you work with us? Just kidding. Classic acquisitions. Learn from the best.
Nailed it.
Boom.
Wow. And how many Bigfoot podcasts would you estimate there are?
There's a solid 5 to 10 on, like, trending on the charts.
And that's also what they rank on average, in my opinion, a 5 to 10. Jenny, anything you want to plug while you're here?
I want to plug my own Instagram as I'm becoming a micro-influencer in figure skating. You can find me at JR Barish. I bought a pair of figure skates today because I need to do something else rather than listen to podcasts.
And you had ice skates in the office yesterday.
I sure did.
Ice skates.
And I'm crushing the ice at Bryant Park.
But wait, when you say you have to do something other than listen to podcasts, first of all, strongly disagree. Second of all, can't you listen to podcasts while you're ice skating?
Strongly discouraged.
Okay. Because you got to hear what's happening around you on the ice?
Yep.
I get it.
Just follow me, hit me up. I'm trying to get those sweet brand
dollars.
Did you
give out the name?
At JR Barish, B as in boy, A-R.
See, I know how to make a plug work.
ISH.
We almost
That's me.
That
Self-plug.
Hey, Jenny, can I pipe in real quick?
Sure.
What's your middle name?
Rose.
Lovely.
So Jenny Rose and AC Slater, thank you both for being here. I got to say, Harry,
thank you.
Next year I want to do all plugs because I'm enjoying those just as much as I am the podcast recommendations.
I wasn't sure if I would put plugs in, but I'm glad that I did.
I'm surprised, two for two so far. Thank you both for being here. Jenny, thank you for your contribution to the theme song for this episode.
You're welcome. I'm also a great singer.
So I've heard, literally.
Surprises all around.
Well, are the next guests ready?
No, we've still got some time.
Oh, we've got time. Okay, well, I'm not rushing you out. I just didn't know. People loitering. I didn't know what the deal was. But so, tell the truth. I think I know the answer for Andy, so I'm going to start with Jenny. Jenny, are you a regular Wolf Den listener? And it's okay if you're not.
There will
be a quiz if you say yes.
I listen to your voice every day.
So that's more than enough.
In real life. So I feel like it would just be excessive, hashtag maybe weird.
So you do not listen to The Wolf Den.
I did when I was applying for this job, so I could get a true sense of the company. It was the best research.
That was actually very odd for me. Early on when I was interviewing people here, they would often do research by listening to podcasts, because I do a couple other ones in my spare time as well, and they would quote things to me or know things about my life from me, and that was a little bit weird. Andy, how about you? Are you a regular Wolf Den listener?
Well, I will say The Wolf Den is absolutely one of my three favorite Lex Friedman podcasts. probably number two, though. Behind Turning This Car Around. But I do listen to the Wolf Den. Really depends. The Wolf Den, too. It really depends on who the guest is.
Well, this week you're going to love it because it's all people you know here at Stitcher. Last question. Are you guys struggling to call us by the right name or have you locked it down? The business.
Oh.
Stitcher, mid-roll, et cetera.
Absolutely. I'm watching my mother trying to explain what I do for a living at Thanksgiving was true entertainment.
Yeah, with me, if it's business related, I'm still just mid-roll because that's our B2B brand and that's how our clients know me. And if I'm speaking to just people about what I do or where I work, I use the Stitcher name because that's the one with the consumer recognition.
I have one other plug for Andy. You can hear both of Andy's daughters on Dr. Game Show. One episode's already out and the other one's coming out
tomorrow.
Both episodes are already out. By the time you hear this, both episodes the of December Dr. Game Show with one is with Brooke and one is with Haley. So check those out.
The December 5th is Brooke with Elna Baker from This American Life. And the December 12th was Haley with Mike DiCenzo, who was Jimmy Fallon's executive producer up until about a month ago.
Well, thank you both, Jenny, Andy. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays, Lex.
Happy holiday party.
I'll see
if Harry ever lets me out of this queue.
See you on the bus back to Jersey, Lex.
I hope so. Otherwise, I can't get home. All right, two new guests are entering the studio as we speak. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. Spoiler alert, one of them works in this office and one doesn't. The one with headphones on first gets to go first. Hi, who are you?
Hey, Lex. My name is Will Carey, and I'm the one who works in this office.
Hello, Will Carey. What do you do here?
I'm on the content operations team, I provide a lot of technical support for like new podcasters on Stitcher.
Got it. And Will, you are part of the early crew. It's you and me and Bill and a couple other people who are always here very early.
Yeah, I like to get to work early and then leave early if I can.
And then even on a day like the holiday party, you were still in early because you know you're going to stay in late, but you're like, I can't wait to get started.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This has been one of the best jobs I've ever had in my professional career.
I love that.
And I mean that sincerely.
Oh, that is really nice. Thank you. And who are you, sir?
Hi, Lex. I'm David Murray.
And David Murray, what would you say it is you do here?
I work with numbers. I'm the CFO for Mineral.
That is quite a lofty title. And you're not normally based in this office.
I am not. I'm Cincinnati based. So it's exciting to be here with the glitz and glamour of the podcast studio.
I will say, and this is, it's both of your first time on the Wolf Den, yes?
Yes, it is.
Is it your first time on a podcast?
Not my first time on a podcast. I've been on other podcasts, and I actually have my own podcast as well.
Oh, when we get to plugs, I'm going to want to hear what that podcast is. Is it your first time on a podcast,
yes,
David?
Yes, my first time.
This is exciting. So I would say I'm curious, and we'll know by the end of this episode, which of these staffers is the biggest podcast fan. But I always think of David Murray as the biggest podcast fan on staff because he listens to everything. Whenever we're discussing shows and meetings, he's like, I've listened to that one and I have this opinion on it. And his office has posters of podcasts. Like, David is a podcast fan. Will, are you a podcast fan?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there a show you're jealous of?
A show I'm jealous of? I would say, I'm not really jealous of it, but WTF with Mark Maron's a huge show for me. Yeah. That's what really got me into podcasting more than just like casually listening to episodes that people would write about. That was a big show for me.
And do you listen to every episode? Do you pick based on the guest? It's okay. He's not listening.
I pretty much listen to every episode. I love the show.
I feel you on that. And so have you heard every episode, do you think, or just about?
Just about. Probably because in the last year or so, I maybe haven't heard every single one in the last year, but the first like 700 to 800, yes.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. I started listening in like 2009.
Do you have a favorite guest or episode that sticks out in your mind?
The two big ones that stick out for me, they're both in the first 100 episodes. His interview with Robin Williams, mm-hmm. I thought was just incredibly like heartfelt and personal and revelatory. And the one that really got me interested in the show was his two-parter with Carlos Mencia. Because at first I would listen to it, go, oh, I wonder if he gets him to talk about the joke-stealing accusations he was with at the time. And then the second episode, I thought was even more revealing because it reveals a lot of the kind of like bullying behavior that Mencia was engaging in at the time with like bumping other comedians from shows and doing like an hour in front of headliners and kind of getting him to admit and accept what he had done in regards to that behavior.
I love that. I have a signed WTF poster from Maron in my office and I paid full price for it at podswag.com. I didn't even use the promo code WolfDen, which gets listeners 10% off. David, do you have a show you're jealous of?
I do, but first of all, for the record, I also have a signed Mark Maron poster in my office that I paid for.
I'm the only one who doesn't have one.
There is a staff promo code as well. See me after the show.
Perfect.
I didn't use it though because I felt guilty. But WTF is not the show you're jealous of today.
It's not. I do love that show, but the show I'm jealous of because I wish I had thought of it first is Disgraceland by Jake Brennan. Great show, and I'm a total music nerd. I love documentaries, read a lot of music biographies, and it's a great concept that marries music and true crime. Every episode's about 30 minutes long, which for my commute is perfect.
Nice. I wish that were perfect for my commute. Go ahead.
Totally engaging. It's the type of show that I look forward to new episodes coming out. Part of me wishes I hadn't discovered it until later in the run so I could binge on the whole thing.
I totally get that.
Yeah, I've listened to every episode and love it.
I wanted to ask, do you feel, I was just talking to a friend earlier today who was saying that his only concern about Disgracelane was that it mixed, he sometimes felt that it was mixing fact and opinion in a way that was ambiguous. Do you find that to be true, or is that not your take?
You know, I kind of had the same perception. Like, I take the stories with a grain of salt because it is storytelling, and I'm not sure how thoroughly fact-checked it is. Not that it's not factual, but to me it's entertainment, and I know a lot of it's derived from stories that are already published, and it's compiled in such a way that he writes a great story around around the band. So I don't get too hung up on it. There's some artistic liberties.
I'm with you.
But, you know, if it's entertaining and it's about a broad enough set of different types of artists that, you know, certainly holds my interest.
Do you have a favorite episode of WTF?
Oh, WTF. So many of the SNL episodes are my favorites.
Mm. Oh, I really actually like that special that they did. I think now it's on Stitcher Premium. I'm sure it is. But it was like all the SNL
conversations. The compilations?
Yeah, all
the Lorne Michaels stories. And then when he finally got Lorne Michaels
so
on,
good.
It was like watching Ahab get Moby Dick.
Yes. And like it didn't give him any real comfort, which I think was perfect for the story of Marc Maron. Like you wanted him to have that moment, but you wanted him to still be Marc Maron at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
There's no pressure on this question and honesty is encouraged. Are you Wolf Den listeners?
I'm currently not, but I need to start because from what I'm reading, and because Wolf Den's part of my my task to make sure that the new episodes are released on time, I think you seem like you have your finger on the pulse of the industry as far as like the media companies that are happening and like the action that's occurring, and that's something that I want to learn more about.
Oh, cool! And what about you, David?
I'm hit and miss. I've listened to a good number of episodes, but it's not in my regular rotation. I listen to every episode that comes out. But
I'm fine. The reason I'm asking, because I asked Andy and Jenny the same question. I know how many people download each episode, and I want to know how many of it is people who know me personally. So when people don't listen, it's a win because, all right, so it's just strangers who love me. And when people do listen, that's so nice. So it's a win-win. I can't lose on this question. You mentioned earlier, Will, that you have a podcast. So this is the time of the show where you get to plug things. We're opening up the plugs bag here.
Yes. For the plugs bag. So I host a podcast called Between Awesome and Disaster with Will Carey. It's on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher, of course.
How did you land Will Carey for the show?
well, he's pretty accessible. I got an in with him. And basically, like I'm very inspired by Marc Maron, so I like to sit down, have kind of like personal conversations with creative people that I know, and I'm a comedian, so I know a lot of comedians. I've had a couple of my favorite rappers on.
Oh, cool.
MC Lars and Schaefer the Dark Lord.
I love MC Lars.
I had Dan Pashman on recently of The Sporkful, and maybe soon I could get the host of The Wolf Den.
Mm, it's possible. Did you intentionally choose a show that could be acronymed as BAD?
You know, I thought about that, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to roll with it. My Libsyn RSS feed is just awesome disaster, so I thought to plan for maybe both of those. But
nice.
Yeah, it's not the sexiest acronym.
David, anything to plug? Well, I'll tell you this is before. I'm sorry to interrupt you with my own question. But every time Harry emails me and it says on my calendar TWD, my first thought is The Walking Dead, and it stands for The Wolf Den. But every time I'm like, The Walking Dead? Oh, The Wolf Den. Every single time. Literally 100% of the time. Sorry, David. Do you have something you would like to plug?
I don't. Bad planning on my part. I should have published a book or something before coming on. So next time I know.
There's nowhere that people can find like your music on the internet or anything?
Oh, do you play music?
Play guitar. Nothing recorded, though, fortunately. I don't play that well.
Gotcha. Oh, I think he's underselling himself. I'm so honored that both of you chose to share shows you were jealous of. Thank you for this.
Thank you so much, Lance.
You're welcome on The Wolf Den anytime.
Sounds great.
Thank you. And we'll see you at the holiday party.
Perfect.
Yeah, definitely.
So two new people just walked into the studio. Will you introduce yourselves?
I'm Harry Huggins. I'm a producer with Freakonomics Radio.
Awesome. Welcome, Harry. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I'm Jared O'Connell, audio engineer at Stitcher.
Let's start with this. Harry, is this your first time on a podcast?
This is officially my first time being interviewed on a podcast. My voice has been on. I interviewed Sean Johnson for Freakonomics Radio. That was the first time I think my voice was available to be heard on podcast.
We do just fine. I will say I believe Freakonomics is slightly larger than the Wolf Tank.
Yeah, I think it's, well, I mean, we're punching above our weight, I think.
And Jared, is this your first time on a podcast?
It's my first time intentionally on a podcast.
But I've heard you, as asides, many, many times on Beautiful Stories from Anonymous People.
Yeah, yeah. Chris likes to do that.
I also hear you get thanked on lots of podcasts that I listen to.
Yeah. That's nice.
Oh, including, I thank you on this podcast, as yeah. I think about it.
That's almost better, because people hear your name and you don't get to make mistakes in front of them.
That's true.
I have been thanked twice on podcasts that I did not know was coming, and both times it blew my mind. I was thanked once by Marc Maron at the end of the Obama episode.
Wow.
Because at the time, we had clearly sold what was the biggest ad sale in history. We sold it before we knew that Barack Obama was the guest, but I just had, they told me it's going to be a big guest, and I was like, it's got to be Barack Obama. And then I was thanked at the final episode of Missing Richard Simmons. So two episodes that I was so excited to listen to of shows, and I than there was. And, but it's not about me today. It's about you. Harry, you're a producer for Freakonomics.
Yes.
You listen to a bunch of podcasts?
I do. I go on and off. It's a complicated relationship because I spend most of my day listening to the same voice, Stephen Dubner on Freakonomics Radio for roughly 12 hours a day. And, you know, sometimes I still manage to listen to something while I'm commuting, but all the other times I'm just being a pretentious New Yorker and reading The New Yorker.
I love that. Yeah. Are there any podcasts you're jealous of?
Yeah, so there was one that that came out earlier this year called Zigzag. It's by Manoush Zomorodi, who was formerly host of
Note to Self. Nailed it.
Yeah, at
WNYC. Manoush, former guest of The Wolf Den.
Oh, she's been on.
She's been on.
Oh, great. Okay, well, her shows are always amazing. Shameless plug, she was on our live show at Freakonomics Radio earlier this year. That episode is actually going to be coming out. It will be out by the time this airs, so go listen to that. And she came out with a new episode, a new series called Zigzag with Radiotopia, and it followed their exploits in a kind of startup-y fashion, going into starting a new whole podcast production company and their show and a website based on the blockchain. And they did this whole amazing job of using sound to explain what the blockchain is, how they're using it for their journalism. And they eventually, it didn't work out. Like with they were doing like a token sale. And they just used so much good storytelling and themselves in a really interesting way to kind of explain something that I had a hard time understanding before listening to it.
Very cool. With shows like Zigzag, which I haven't heard yet, or Startup, which I have, how do you ride the line of not being too like obnoxiously navel-gazy when you are looking in and reporting kind of on yourself, telling your own story? How do you do that?
Yeah, so I've listened to one episode of Startup, and it actually it turned me off very fast because I thought it was very navel-gazy. I really think I should have given it a longer chance because
it's actually great.
No, yeah, because I thought that Zigzag would be like that too, but Manoush has a really good way of embracing her voice in a way that's self-deprecating enough that you understand that it's not really about her. It's about the thing that they're afraid that they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's really good.
So and
you are a producer.
They also put enough effort into explaining what the heck it was that they were doing, which was a little more useful. Like, and how, you know, blockchain is obviously useful technology for people who aren't podcasters, whereas starting a podcast company is not useful for anyone who's not starting a podcast company. I mean, there's obviously...
I challenge you. I think it actually has really good stories about not just entrepreneurialism and building any kind of business, but also just like confidence and where to find it and where to draw from. That was the message I took away from Startup.
I'll try it. But then I also looked into their back catalog or their catalog since then, and their season structure is extremely confusing.
Yes, it is.
And
season one of Startup is the one.
Yeah, I think I'll listen to season one. Okay, you've convinced me.
That's my recommendation.
Yeah, but I mean, Zigzag, they do enough of other stuff that isn't about them that it stops being a navel gaze experience.
And that's actually what the later seasons of Startup are. It's like, let's dive into other businesses. And yeah, this is not an ad for Startup. They did not pay me. Jared, you listen to many podcasts?
I try to, but I have a very similar story to Harry because I have headphones on all day for work. So I do my best. But like, I don't know. Some people can listen while they're working.
Oh my God.
And I do, I but not that. To other things that I'm not working on.
Right. You can only listen to the show you're actively editing.
Yeah, exactly.
I can listen to, I can't even use my phone while I'm listening to podcasts. So if I ride the bus to work, which I do, and it's a little more than an hour each way, I can play non-word games. And listen to podcasts, and that's it. I can't read email. I can't respond to text. So I'm constantly pausing whenever I get an email or text or Slack that I have to respond to.
Not even like the crossword?
No, because if I'm thinking about words, I stop listening to their words. I've learned it about myself over time because I realized I was rewinding constantly. I was like, oh, it's word games. It's anything with words. So Jared, what podcast are you jealous of?
Podcast I'm jealous of is Headlong Surviving Y2K. Mm. I haven't finished the last episode, but it came out today.
I listened this morning as we're recording, yes. Yeah.
And
to you on Beautiful Stories.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've been really enjoying that. I guess you just said you were thanked at the end of Missing Richard Simmons. So the story with this show is it's Dan Taberski, so the same host as Missing Richard Simmons. And it's like the story of the Y2K bug, as it was called. And then it branches out.
It's not
out.
A bug. It was a correct design principle. I love that guy on that show.
Yeah, then it kind of branches out and tells some other stories too and interweaves
what
them.
I love about that show is that so Headlong becomes they retconned Missing Richard Simmons into being the first season of a new anthology series called Headlong, and season two is Surviving Y2K. What I love is the logline is like, let's talk about, was there actually a bug and was it a hoax or what with Y2K when all that was happening, set against the backdrop of Dan Taberski coming out to his wife.
Yeah.
And like, that's a lot of
spoiler
story.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Well, that's right. He says it right in the first episode, so
yeah,
I don't feel bad.
That's true, yeah.
I did not listen to that, and now it's been spoiled.
No, no, no. It's not a spoiler. It's part of. It's literally how we pitched it at the IAB. Like,
but
that's
was,
how we told it.
This
was
is me
like
piping
a...
up to say it's also a spoiler for me. I have not heard it yet.
See, Harry's don't listen to things until.
Yeah, it's I like any podcast with like a dramatic coming out story. So,
with these two shows, if you had the chance to talk to the hosts and ask them something about the shows, and or to give them feedback on the show, what was it? What is it you'd want to say?
I'm mostly curious with Zigzag and Manoush. I'm mostly curious with how they're going to keep checking in with themselves, because they've had a second season now, or they're in the middle of a second season, and it's a lot less about them because they're kind of stable-ish right now.
And not having listened, I bet that makes it a little bit harder to love because you care about them the
most.
Yeah,
and it's a little more obtrusive when they do start checking in. And so I want to see how they plan on making sure it's not just about... I mean, making sure they come back to their own story, because it is still evolving and we're all still interested in hearing where it's going to go. But with this caveat that they do have to be like a tech show like they always have been.
Mm-hmm,
so I want to see how they're going to try and weave it in together instead of having it be separate episodes, or if they do want it to be separate episodes.
Got it. Very good. And if you could talk to Dan and give him feedback or ask him a question.
I guess I want to know what they're going to do next. Like, I don't know.
I can tell you when we're not recording.
It sounds like it's extremely personal. Like, could they make it more personal about, like, to
it's,
Dan?
Just one
really
part of it.
Two things at once, right? It's really just the story about different kinds of Y2K preppers or stuff, you know. There's a story about a robbery that happens on Y2K and like what the bug was and was it a hoax or not. But another thing that happened at the end of 1999 was this other thing. And he
Vladimir
tells that story
Putin
in
too.
Graphic detail. That's right. And Putin's in the show.
Yeah, who knew that?
I did not.
Yeah.
There's a question I haven't asked the other folks, but that occurred to me, especially with Jared and honestly for both of you, because Harry, you work deep in the audio.
Harry, it's so dark in there.
I know. He always turns off the light when we do Wolf Den. I don't know why.
It's too light. There's terrible lighting in the control room, and it's too bright.
It's
I don't
a podcast.
Like
the lighting doesn't matter.
It matters to me, Jared.
But here's my question. When you listen for fun, for pleasure, to podcasts, do you listen at 1x playback speed or a different playback speed?
You take that first.
If it's for pleasure, I listen at one speed. If it's something I've already listened to before and I'm re-listening, I might turn it up to like 1.25.
Got it.
I will always give every show a shot at one speed, but I will very quickly decide whether or not I need to change it to, I think I use this to trap as much as possible. And I think the standard up above one is 1.25, right?
Yeah.
And so there's shows that I can tell it's just going to be either standard interview or the music is not really doing anything to add to it. And so I'll be like, you know what? these spaces are actually allowing me to space out more during my commute. There's pretty people around me or something. And so I'll speed it up a little. A little shamefully, though. I don't like talking to my friends about that because I think they're artists and they don't like
I've
that.
Only started to recently confront that shame. As like an audio engineer, I always thought I had to listen at one time speed, but I'm starting to become okay with faster listening.
I'm going
to
be honest. I was actually once interviewed. I think the reporter was Dori Shafir, who would also be a great guest, Harry. I think the interviewer was Dori Shafir, who wrote an article, I believe, for BuzzFeed. I could have all of those facts wrong. But she wrote an article where she termed them podfasters, people who listen mm-hmm. to normal speed. And she was interviewing me in two ways. One is like, at the time, head of sales for Midroll. So this was a long time ago. Like, was I worried about the impact on ads? And then two, I listen typically around 1.6, 1.7.
Oh my God.
And fast. I can listen to more. But the hilarious thing is there's some shows where I slow it down, right? Because it depends on who the host is and how they talk. In fact, when I listen to The Wolf Den, I have to listen to myself at 1x because I talk a little bit too fast. And it kills me so much. But when I go to see shows live, I am blown away. Or if I happen to be listening in a different app and hear them at 1x, I'm like, is Scott Aukerman drunk right now? this has happened to me at 3 live Comedy Bang Bang shows. Like the theme song starts, I'm like, oh, there's a problem. Because I know the theme song to Comedy Bang Bang is da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and that's not how it goes. And like, I just realized now, I know the Beautiful Stories from Anonymous People theme way faster than it actually is. And it's kind of killing me. Before we go, before you guys go, anything you'd like to plug? Harry, you're up first.
Well, I mentioned it earlier. I don't know if we'll cut that out or not, but we do have we recorded 4 live shows of Freakonomics Radio. It's a game show crazy format. It's really fun. Manoush Zomrodi is a co-host of one of them.
Oh, nice.
And they're out now in the regular Freakonomics Radio feeds, wherever you get your podcasts.
Awesome. Jared, anything to plug?
Sure. Beautiful follow-ups. Harry and I have been producing a series of...
The other Harry.
other Harry. Sorry, good point.
I'm the original Harry.
I looked at Harry in the booth. Beautiful follow-ups, it's a spinoff of Beautiful Anonymous that Harry Nelson and I have been producing where Chris talks to past callers to the show.
Very cool. Well, thank you both for doing this. I'll see you both at the holiday party, and it's been a pleasure having you here.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Shows you're jealous
of. Now, 2 more guests have joined me, both of them sporting maroon-ish colors, I think.
Yes, I would say so. Yes.
I'm joined by 2 people who I have introduced themselves.
I'm Kelsey Butterworth. I work on the ad operations team here at Midroll.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi, Lex.
And I'm Abigail Keel, and I'm the senior producer of Unladylike, one of our amazing podcasts that we create in-house.
Now, I will let you right now do a pitch for Unladylike, because that can't be the show you're jealous of. You can't be jealous of your own work.
Right,
what
yeah.
What is Unladylike?
I'm not jealous of my own work, but I am proud of it.
Good.
Yeah. And Unladylike is a show about women who break the rules and what happens when they do. We talk about gender norms, people who break them. It's like a research deep dive plus story from your best friend all in one.
And it has some of the best podcast artwork of any podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
Just a terrific logo.
We'll Kelsey, leave that as a cliffhanger.
That's right. You got to go check it out. Kelsey, thank you so much for being here. What is Ad Ops?
I was going to say, I mean, if she gets to pitch, I'm like, can I pitch Ad Ops?
Please.
So we are basically, the way that I like to describe us is one of those old fashioned phone operators that's always plugging people in back in, I don't know, when were phones invented? Early 20th century?
Sure-ish.
By my namesake.
And
Alexander Randall.
Yes. And we're basically just kind of the touch point for a bunch of different teams on the sales side here at Midroll Stitcher. And we make deals happen and we make sure that the lights stay on.
I love that. Thank you for doing that. Kelsey, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to roughly estimate, how many podcasts do you listen to? How many podcasts are in your arsenal?
Oh, I've actually counted relatively recently. I subscribe to around 70 or 80.
OMG. How many do you think you really listen to?
It's a sickness, and I do not have enough time in the day to listen to all of them. I think regularly I probably listen to closer to 20 or 30.
See, I was feeling all impressed with myself because I think I'm up to about 16 that I listen to, and I'm typically caught up within about 2 weeks of when the episodes drop, but 70 to 80... And man, that's impressive. Now, Abigail, a couple folks who work on the audio side of the business have been in here and they said that they do listen to podcasts. Obviously, that's why they're here, but that it's challenging for them sometimes because they're listening to stuff all day. And so sometimes when they're off, they want to not listen. Do you have that problem?
Yeah, sometimes. But I like to listen to stuff in the morning before I've had the full day headphone effect.
Got it.
So that's when I do a lot of my pod listening. But yeah, I'm a bouncer. I like to dip in, listen to a couple episodes, dip out.
So Kelsey.
Yeah.
What's a show you're jealous of?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. It's called A Woman's Smile. It's on the Forever Dog Network, also here in New York.
Forever Dog, past guests here on the Wolf Den.
Yeah. The first time I listened to an episode, it was at my desk, and we have an open office, and tears were streaming down my face. I was laughing so hard. I had to excuse myself. It was honestly really embarrassing. I sit near our CEO and a lot of other important people, and it was not a good look for me. I'm going to be honest.
What's the show about? I'm not familiar.
I don't even know really how to describe it. I have explained it as if the Reductress staff did meth and then tried to do Hollywood Handbook.
Wow.
That's a little inside baseball.
Maybe a little bit.
Wow.
Pod listeners will get it.
Yes. If you're a hardcore pod listener, you know exactly what Kelsey's talking about.
Yeah. It's just, it's so funny, and it's very alternative. It's unlike any other podcast I've listened to. And it just very specifically gets to my sense of humor in disturbing ways. But it is also kind of horrifying to listen to. It can get really gross and weirdly violent. So I would just say, exercise caution. Don't listen with kids. You'll scar them.
We try really hard to be neither gross nor violent on the Wolf Den. I would say we bat around 800 on that one. We're doing okay.
Is that good or bad?
Yeah, I don't know either.
That means most of the time we're not.
Great.
Violent.
This is also inside baseball, but not in the way that I understand.
Kelsey, that was a home run. Abigail, what's a show you're jealous of?
I'm jealous of Heavyweight.
Heavyweight.
Gimlet Show. I know.
I appreciate this because I'm not going to name names, but Harry Huggins was really dismissive of Gimlet earlier today on the show. So this is good.
Wow. Well, we can give them a little love, you know?
Please do. Tell us about Heavyweight.
Heavyweight.
What is Heavyweight?
You know, Heavyweight is just the brainchild of Jonathan Goldstein. It's like the saddest show on earth, but still manages to be funny. I don't know. It's like a show about regret, but also about seizing the day. It's like everything you want.
How do you leave feeling after an episode?
I think you are inspired after listening to an episode. Yeah. You're like, I'm going to confront every like mistake I've made and person I've hurt. I'm going to do it. And then do you? No, but you felt that way, you know?
Abigail, if you had the opportunity to talk to the Heavyweight team and either offer them feedback or ask them a question, what would you want to share?
I think I would just try to like rack my brain for a personal anecdote that I could use to get on the show myself. That's what I would use that time for.
Just
I'm not going to lie. Self-promotional.
Plug.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool. And Kelsey, if you could talk to the team behind A Woman's Smile, what would you ask them?
I would ask them to please start releasing episodes again. It's been about a month.
They're on a hiatus.
And I'm a little worried. I don't know. Nothing has been officially disclosed.
Have you emailed, tweeted, called?
I have tweeted, yes, a couple times. And I got some likes out of it, which was really exciting.
So no matter what, you've won.
Right. I got that sweet, sweet social interaction.
Great. I like that a lot. Now, here is a question that is potentially controversial, but maybe not. What speed do you listen to your podcast at?
1x, normal. Like a normal human being, Lex.
Same. Don't listen to this episode, Kelsey. That actually reminds me of another question. I think you are one of the regular Wolf Den listeners. You can correct me if I'm wrong. How often do you listen to this show?
I will dip in and out depending on the guest, but I am a subscriber.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And you always listen to the ads, no matter what.
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, I also use Stitcher Premium.
Nice.
Holler. So, unfortunately, I do not get as exposed to ads as I used to.
Great way around that, Kelsey.
But there are some shows where you're like, I just like the ads so much, I'm going to go listen to the free version, too.
Yes, and I actually do qualify the Wolf Den in that category.
Ah, that's so nice.
Especially when I'm name-dropped and harassed.
You did know you showed up in a Warby Parker ad, so clearly you listened to the ad. And did you get tipped off, or did you just happen to hear it organically?
I maybe got a little tipped off, but I'm very glad I did, because again, I'm in Stitcher Premium, enjoying all those thousands of hours of paywalled content.
Amen.
I love that. And Abigail, there's no pressure here. You can be honest. Are you a Wolf Den listener?
I've heard an episode or two. You know,
dabbled.
Yeah, I would call myself a dabbler. I wouldn't say it's the show I'm jealous of.
No, you don't have to be. It's a show. No, I forgot to ask one of my favorite questions. Is this your first time on a podcast?
No, it's not. But it's a great time on a
podcast. What podcast have you been on?
I've been on Unladylike. I've been on Radiolab. I've been on Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. I've been on the Longest Shortest Time, the other show I used to work for. Probably some others, but that's what's coming to mind.
Kelsey, first time on a podcast?
Oh, I was secretly on Hollywood Handbook.
Ah, yes. The old horny girl wolf.
Regularly.
Horny girl wolf. That's right. That's me.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you should probably just listen to Hollywood Handbook. But Kelsey, have you been on a podcast before?
I have. I was on, I was a regular co-host for a DC-based podcast for about 6 months before I got this job.
Nice. And then you're like, now I work in podcasting. So long,
gross.
Suckers.
Yeah.
Kelsey, anything to plug?
Oh, gosh. I mean, please do listen to A Woman Smile and tweet at me your reactions, even if you hate it and you're mad at me.
Kelsey, how do they find you on Twitter?
Well, they can go to twitter.com/isbutterworthit because that's my last name. And spoiler alert, it is.
Her last name is Butterworthit.
Just yeah, just, it's a full sentence question.
I'm going to listen and I'm going to tweet at you.
I really can't wait.
Abigail, anything to plug?
I think I've plugged a lot already, but you should listen to Unladylike and all the other amazing shows we make.
But thank you both for being here, and I'll see you both at the holiday party.
Can't wait. Jinx.
Whoa.
You owe me a LaCroix.
Shows you're jealous of.
So two new guests have entered into the studio, one of whom I'm going to meet on the podcast officially, and one of whom I go way, way back with. John, would you start by telling us who you are and what it is you would say you do here?
My name is John Delore. I am the head of any productions having to do with Weird Al Yankovic.
And what's your official title?
Senior broadcast.
Nope.
Nope.
Strike that.
Senior production manager.
That sounds right.
Yeah, that's right.
And what does the senior production manager do besides edit Weird Al?
I think it's an intentionally broad job title. So it's a bit of like a traffic cop. New projects coming in, we make sure the engineering resources are allocated, make sure the studios are dialed in. What else am I missing, Harry?
You're just a source of light and inspiration around the office, in my opinion.
I'll quote Harry. My job is also to be a source of light and inspiration around the office.
They can hear me. I'm being recorded.
Okay.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being here, John. And now, Julie, can you introduce yourself?
Sure. Yeah. My name is Julie Booth, and I think my official title is Growth Marketing Manager.
John, are you okay with how we use this microphone?
The microphone placement is...
Sorry.
They went right in your face.
Clearly not a professional podcaster.
And so tell us again who you are and what you do.
Yeah. My name is Julie Booth, and I think my official title is Growth Marketing Manager. But what that means is I get people to listen to podcasts on the Stitcher app.
Very cool.
Yep.
And how long have you worked here?
I have worked here, I think, 7 days.
And we are effectively meeting on microphone right
we
now.
We are, yes.
Well, welcome. We're happy to have you here.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
John, you listen to a lot of podcasts all day long for your job.
That's correct.
Do you find it hard to listen to podcasts for pleasure as well?
I do. The way I always say is it's the butcher has salad for dinner.
But yet you still do find some time to listen to podcasts for pleasure.
I typically... do work around the house, listening to podcasts. Road trips are a great time for podcasts, but usually it's when I'm doing household chores.
Now, I want to ask you both, have you been on podcasts before? You said no, Julie. You said this is your first podcast appearance.
First podcast.
John?
I was on The Longest Shortest Time asking Esther Perel about how safe it was to have sex with my pregnant wife. So,
so John, roughly... How many shows do you listen to for pleasure?
I typically, it's the same with like TV shows on Amazon and things. I tend to have like just one or two that I focus on outside of work at a time. And then once I get through them, I go back.
Right.
The one mainstay, yes. And I'm sure people have talked about it, is Heavyweight. That's my favorite. But that's not the show that I'm jealous of this year.
Now I've got to know. What is the show you're jealous of?
Ear Hustle.
Yeah. Tell us about Ear Hustle.
So Ear Hustle is Nigel Poor. He's a visual artist who volunteers at San Quentin Prison. and started making a podcast. And they're now, I think they've wrapped their third season. And I'm sure everyone's heard the news that the host, Earlonne Woods, was pardoned by Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown.
Wow.
And, but yeah, it's this great podcast where her and Earlonne go into San Quentin, into the yard. They interview inmates and they talk about, you know, a lot of myths that people have about what life inside prison is like. And so for me, that's like always the magic of podcasts. The ones I love are the ones that tend to take me into a world that I wouldn't generally have access to and then reveal to me that I actually have a legitimate human connection to the people inside of that world. And
very cool.
Ear Hustle for me is the show that does that.
I love that. Julie, how many shows would you say you listen to?
I'm kind of similar. I tend to kind of binge listen shows. Mm-hmm. So at any time I might be like binge listening to one or two, but I think overall I have like maybe 20 podcasts that I consistently return to.
Do you wait until there's a bunch of episodes stacked up so you can start binging?
It depends. It depends if I find a show from the beginning, I will, but a lot of times I'll find a show and it's already been on for, you know, a while. So then I have a good, you know, archive to dig into, which is really nice.
When you find an archive like that, do you start from episode one or do you start with the most recent?
One, always.
I love that. I love a completist. Always. I love discovering short run shows that I never heard of and then binging all of them in rapid succession. I always download them all with optimism that I'm going to like the show when I listen to the first episode enough to listen to the rest that I've also downloaded. And it tends to work out pretty well.
I like that. I like downloading them all.
Yeah, it's optimistic.
Yeah.
So what's the show you're jealous of, Julie?
The show I am jealous of is One Bad Mother. Mm-hmm. It is a comedy parenting podcast. I have a seven-month-old son, first baby. And when, right before I got pregnant and knew I was going to be trying to get pregnant, I started listening to One Bad Mother. It's hosted by Teresa Thorne and Biz Ellis. And they, I think between them, have five kids, ranging in ages from like 8 to I think 1 year. So they cover the gambit, and they have episodes where they have been pregnant throughout the podcast and things like that. But when I kind of started my pregnancy journey, it was nice to have this huge archive to go back to. And they put in the episode titles like second trimester, we hate everything. And I was like, yes, yes, thank you. Because I think there's so much that comes along with being pregnant and being a mom, all the societal expectations and expectations of yourself. And it was really nice for me to get a very like real and raw portrait of, yes, it's great, but also it's really hard and sometimes gross and weird. And
I love that.
Yeah, it was great.
So, John, if you got to talk to the host of Ear Hustle and ask them a question or give them some feedback, what is it you'd like to say to them?
I did meet the host.
Nice.
At Third Coast.
And what did you say to
her? I said to her, I have heard great things about your show, but I haven't listened to it yet.
Now that you've heard.
Now that I've heard, if when I run into her again, you know, I think the question that I would want to ask her and maybe the team is, you know, some specific, like, how is it made? What kind of gear do they have in?
Nice.
There are rules about, you know, as a maker, as an audio engineer, you know, there are obviously a lot of tools that go into the making of it. The microphones, the devices, and like, what is the protocol?
Some of them seem weapon-ish.
Yeah. What is the protocol for bringing in a shotgun mic?
Exactly. You That's know? Exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah. And like, can a shotgun mic be turned into a shiv?
Do they have to call something else? Like, a feather mic.
Right. You know, they have to, yeah. So, I mean, I would want to talk to her about, like, what's the process of clearing gear to get it in? And if they want to get, like, a new plug-in or a new toy, how do they go about doing that? And I would love just to go in and watch over the shoulder to sort of see what tools they're using and how they're getting the sound.
I dig it. And Julie, if you were talking to the team behind One Bad Mother, what would you ask them or what would you want to say to them?
First, I think I would want to say thank you because it was a really helpful podcast for me. And it really, I think it made me feel not alone in kind of the feelings and thoughts I was having about new motherhood. But my response is so different.
That's okay. John's is the only one like that. And I love it. It's totally John. You like that.
Yeah. Totally John. Hopefully this is totally Julie.
Welcome to Totally John.
Is there a theme song for Totally John, Harry?
No.
Should we write one right now?
Yes.
I think I would ask, they have a lot of amazing guests on their podcast.
Same for The Wolf Den, by the way. The Wolf Den is the same thing. Amazing guests. We have two of them right now.
Thank you very much. Yes.
Did you know that that's the name of the podcast you're on right now?
The Wolf Den? Yes, I did know that. I might have looked it up in the Stitcher app earlier today and downloaded a few episodes.
Nice.
So you're welcome.
Did you start at episode one?
I did start at episode
different
one.
Hosts. Different hosts back then.
They have a lot of great guests on their podcast. They've had like these women who have created exercise regimens for new, like specifically geared to women who have given birth. They have women who have specifically focused on like diversity in children's books and things like that. So I think I would ask them how they find their guests and who they pick to be on the podcast, because I'm always kind of pleasantly surprised.
Very cool. Yeah. Now, this is maybe the most controversial question I have to ask. What speed do you listen at?
Dude.
I know. John Delore listens at 1x because he is a producer and audio engineer who cares about the craft of the storytelling as paced by the original creators. How'd I do?
All I had to do was say dude and fill in the rest. That was all accurate.
Julie, what speed do you listen at?
1x.
Oh my God. Same.
Same.
I don't know why anybody else would not listen at 1x.
Lex, what speed do you listen to podcasts at?
Probably like 1.6, 1.7, 1.8, somewhere in that range, depending on the show.
Do you change the speed that you listen to based on the craft of the podcast, like a Wolverine or Heaven's Gate?
If I'm listening to Off Book, I'm going to listen to 1X because it doesn't make sense to hear those songs faster. With Wolverine or Heaven's Gate, I still listen faster than it's been presented, but it's like 1.2. All I'm trying to do is optimize my podcast listening time because I want to pack as many podcasts as possible into my commute.
Wow.
But it doesn't detract from my enjoyment. You really just start to assume that's what it sounds like. You like your brain adapts. Faster, huh? Yeah.
Can I make a confession?
Please.
I've never tried anything other than 1X.
John would say don't. I would say do.
Okay.
I would say try it. Try it, you know?
And see how much you hate it.
Just say maybe. That's what, right?
Last question for each of you. Anything you'd like to plug before you go?
I'd like to plug the fact that I have a music career that is now dormant.
But that's the new album, Dormant, from John Delore.
If the dozens of listeners out there right now could just log into I don't even know what my website is anymore. Just look up the Reverend John Delore. I got albums. I want to get the Wolf Den bump.
That Wolf Den bump for Reverend John Delore. So Google Reverend John Delore. You'll find his music. And it's fantastic, by the way. I'm quite familiar.
I'm on iTunes, Spotify.
Or wherever you get your music.
MySpace. I think I still have a MySpace page, folks.
I'm going to Google you.
Please.
Julie, anything to plug?
I think I might get fired if I don't plug the Stitcher app. Okay. So if you are listening to this podcast on anything that's not the Stitcher app, you should download the Stitcher app. And then listen to your podcast there, please. Thank you.
At whatever speed you like.
That's right.
At whatever speed you want. Hundreds of thousands of podcasts.
Hundreds of thousands of podcast listeners can't be wrong.
Exactly.
Well, thank you both for being here. I'll see you both at the holiday party, and it's been a pleasure getting to talk to you some.
Thank you so much.
You know, sometimes they say you save the best for last. Sometimes they say last but not least. I think both things could apply right now. Our two final guests have walked into the studio, and I would love if you could introduce yourselves.
I'm Christy Mirabal. I am the Stitcher Evangelist.
The Stitcher Evangelist? What is a Stitcher Evangelist?
I know. You don't get that from the title? You can't get everything you need right from there?
I'm not that bright.
So my job in a nutshell is I work with creators and networks on co-marketing. I do sponsorships for Stitcher, looking for ways to increase brand awareness, and then I also handle any in-app curation.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And you?
Oh, hey, I'm Bill Irwin.
Hi, Bill Irwin. Are you the actor Bill Irwin?
No.
What do you do?
I work on marketing here. Mostly, I just try to find listeners for our wonderful podcasts.
I don't think it's a coincidence that there's lots of marketing people who chose to guest on this episode of The Wolf Den. Do you?
Or maybe Harry just likes us a lot.
That could also be true.
Yeah.
I mean, I think both things could be true.
Self-selecting.
So thank you both so much for being here. How often do you listen to podcasts for pleasure? Because I know your job involves podcasts all day. How often do you listen to, like, how many shows do you listen to?
Literally every day. So I don't even know. Have you ever tried to count, Bill? I don't know. I don't know if I have, like, a number, but it's, like, literally every single day.
But you're a hardcore fan. You listen to podcasts every day.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I'm in podcasting. I have been listening to podcasts for 14 years, I think.
Wow.
So the fact that I get to do this for a living, it's great.
Bill, how about you?
Yeah, I probably listen to 4 or 5 a day. I think I'm subscribed to, like, 40 or 50 podcasts.
And believe it or not, that only puts you in second place. Kelsey Butterworth subscribed to about 70 shows, is what she said.
I should have guessed
70 beats me, for sure.
Yeah. So are there any shows? Well, I'm sorry. I want to get to a different question first. Have you ever been on a I want to get to a different question first. Have you ever been on a podcast before, Christy?
No, I've produced podcasts, but I've actually never been in front of a mic before.
Bill?
I'm on Fake the Nation every week. I don't know if you knew that.
I do not know that.
Let's see if you recognize this.
Fake the Nation, episode 100.
That's me.
Wow.
That's my character on Fake the Nation.
I love that. That was really good. I want your autograph after this. So, Christy, is there a podcast of which you are jealous?
I really love The Good Place because I love the TV show and I love the podcast because it's not just like a recap. It's not just them talking and like, you know, shooting the poo.
We can say shit on this show.
I know. I try to keep it PG. But I love the fact that you can get like a little peek into like what's going on in each episode. And there's a lot of Easter eggs in the show and you get to discover them via the podcast. So I love that podcast so much.
That's hosted by Mark Evan Jackson, right?
Yes, it is.
Nailed that. I had that on my first try and did not need Harry's help. And so The Good Place, obviously a delightful TV show on NBC.
Yes.
And the podcast, Mark is an actor on the show and he dives in, he talks with the writers and with the actors and they dive into what went into an individual episode.
Yeah. And they'll bring in other people too, right? That like work on the show that are not necessarily like the named sort of actors. And I just love everything about it. Like I really feel like I have a deeper understanding of the show just by listening to the podcast. So, and it's just genuinely joyful.
And we had Grant Rutter as a past guest on The Wolf Den, who is one of the producers for the podcast, The Good Place. And you love the show. You listen to every episode?
Yeah, I do.
Very cool. Bill, do you have a show you're jealous of?
Yeah, I think this is probably, might be a common answer, but Caliphate from the New York Times.
You're the first
very
today.
Jealous of.
What is Caliphate? What's it about?
So Caliphate, it's a podcast that really features this like total badass reporter, Rukmini Kalamaki, and I might be butchering her name, but she goes to...
She calls you Bile Irwin, so it's
yeah,
fine.
Exactly. I've heard that. She goes to war zones in the Middle East and like picks through bombed out buildings right after the dust settles and grabs like documents and hard drives and puts together these amazing stories about ISIS and other militant groups on Twitter and really maps out their organization. But Caliphate the podcast starts where they found this one person who claimed to have been a member of ISIS. And there's a lot of drama about, is this person really who he says he is? Did he do what he said he did? And there's one point in the podcast where they kind of catch him in a lie. And this is where a lot of true crime podcasts would say, well, we don't really know where we're going to go. So it's kind of up to you to decide. But in Caliphate, that's where they say, and that's when our team of 40 journalists dug in and started researching through satellite images and got to the bottom of this. And that's... Wow. What I think was really cool about Caliphate.
I'll be honest. I have had Caliphate in my app for months, probably since like May-ish, and I haven't listened because I'm worried it's going to be too heavy. When's the right time to listen to it? Time of day or emotional state or something?
Yeah, it is very heavy. So I think the right time is just whenever you really want to be brought down to a heavy place.
Okay. And not before you go to bed.
Not before you go to
bed.
Yeah,
it made my blood pressure rise in like the best way possible, but yeah, before you go to bed.
Amazingly enough, I used to listen to Serial Season 1 right before bed, and then I realized this does not make any sense. This is not the right thing to do. So, Chrissy, let me ask you this. If you got to talk to Mark from The Good Place or the other people who make the show and you wanted to give them feedback or ask a question, what would you want to say to them?
If I wanted to ask a question.
Or just tell them feedback.
I don't actually have any feedback. I genuinely enjoy the show kind of as is. Yeah. Like I feel like they give me a different take than I would necessarily expect. It's not just a recap. That's what the feedback would be. Please don't just make it a recap. That's the part that I love the most.
If you hadn't started listening to the Good Place podcast yet, I'm talking about our listeners here, and they wanted to start listening. Should they only listen to the episodes that relate to the episodes they've just seen, or can they go back? Can you still enjoy an episode that dates back to TV show episodes from long ago?
For sure, you can listen to older episodes and it still makes sense. Do not listen ahead, right? So make sure that, like, yeah, because they definitely... Yeah, and maybe that's a piece of feedback, is sometimes like I will kind of forget that I haven't caught up, and I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. Now you just spoiled it.
And same question. If you were talking to the Caliphate team, Bill, what would you want to tell them or ask them?
When is the show coming back? I think I can only imagine how much work it took to put that show together. I think Andy Mills, producer there, who used to work on Radiolab. I think they went overseas to chase that story down.
Wow.
So, I mean, I really just want to know what they're going to do next.
I get it. Now, this has become a controversial question that I started asking people today. At what speed do you listen to your podcasts?
Firmly 1x. I think anybody who doesn't listen at 1x is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Bill?
I probably average like 1.05, but I have a couple shows that I will just edge up a little bit. And I think this started maybe as Twitter back and forth with @LexFree.
Oh, I did not actually remember this. Yeah. I do listen at faster than 1x most of the time. What's amazing is I think that on improv comedy podcasts, it makes the improv comedian seem even more talented than they already are. Because how did they come up with that so fast? You're like, oh, right.
Yeah.
There was actually several seconds before they said that.
You know the key to good comedy, timing.
Usually that's a two-person, but that was... Oh, that was so good. Well, I'm going to switch up the order now. Bill, is there anything you would like to plug? Anything at all? Some folks have plugged mid-roll Stitcher Earwolf things. Some folks have plugged their own things. Anything at all you'd like to plug?
But when is this coming out?
This comes out January 20th, 2018.
No.
No? Nope. December 20th, 2018.
Okay. It's a Christmas miracle.
I would love to ask Christy what she's going to plug.
That is a total cheat. Absolutely not. You have to go first in this one.
I would love to plug, actually, that's a great time to listen to the Headlong Surviving Y2K podcast.
Which you can binge the whole thing now.
Yeah, and I think leading up to the ball drop is like an amazing time to listen to it. I think the finale just came out today.
As we record, that's right.
And Dan Taberski, the host of Missing Richard Simmons, kind of wove his personal narrative and story about Y2K and the millennial new year throughout the podcast. And that
this
is like
Jared O'Connell's pick, by the way.
Oh, but that's the most compelling storyline to me. I just really want to like chase Dan down. Yes. And say like, what happened?
Oh, you have not yet listened to the finale as we're speaking?
No, I haven't yet.
I did. It was good. I was moved. Christy, what would you like to plug?
I'm going to be that girl that plugs Stitcher again. Not nice. The app, though, very specifically. Jeff, who's a colleague of mine, we worked on a station together called, it's True Crime Station, right? And there's some obvious ones you might kind of know, but I'm really proud of, like, we found some really good gems that are in there, and I think people will discover some interesting true crime shows that they might not know that are out there.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Bill, and thank you, Christy, for being here. And I will see you at the holiday party, and it's been a pleasure having you here on The Wolf Den.
Thanks for inviting us, Lex.
Thank you, Lex. And thanks to producer Harry.
Thanks, Harry.
Thanks, everybody.
Oh, so sweet. Shows your jealous I would like to thank every Stitcher and mid-roll staffer who joined me on The Wolf Den today. That includes Jenny Barish, Andy Slater, David Murray, Will Carey, Jared O'Connell, Harry Huggins, Abigail, whose last name I don't know.
Keel.
Abigail Keel, Kelsey Butterworth, Julie Booth, John Delore, Christy, she said her last name different from how I knew it was pronounced, Christy Marball, I think, and I'm sorry if I butchered it, and Bill Irwin.
You probably did butcher it based on what you said.
Did or did not?
Did.
Yeah. extra special thanks to my friend and yours, Harry. Harry C. Nelson, you didn't get a chance to go yet today. Is there a show you're jealous of?
Well, you know, I was going to go with Heavyweight, which has been mentioned twice. I'm a big fan of that show, but I knew that that was coming up. So I'm going to go with the show that was on The Ringer recently called Halloween Unmasked, which was about the... I'm not like a huge horror movie guy, but it was Amy Nicholson hosted it. And I just think that she... I love listening to her. She has such a cool voice, and I think she's like the coolest person.
I love that.
All about the Michael Myers Halloween franchise. It's a very good show, even though it kind of ended up being branded content for the new Halloween movie.
Well, my sincere thanks to my friend and producer, Harry Nelson. Thanks to all of you for listening to The Wolf Den this year. I really want to thank everybody who was involved in the shows You're Jealous Of jingle. Harry, you wrote the lyrics. The music and mastering were by Casey Holford of the Wolf Den Mailbag production theme. It was performed by the Stitcher Choir. That's Jenny Barish, John Delore, Claire Rawlinson, Jordan Bell, Gianna Palmer, and Nora Ritchie. A reminder, you can always email us at wolfden@midroll.com with your questions for the Wolfden mailbag. It works now. For a while, that email address was not working, and thanks to Zach Kahn for pointing out to us that it wasn't working and for emailing me at my personal address to tell me so. And if you have guests you think we should talk to, feel free to send your suggestions to that address as well. Thanks to Harry, thanks to Jared, and thanks to everybody. Don't forget, you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever the hell you listen, and your ratings and reviews mean so much to me and my very fragile ego. Happy New Year! Harry, this was a lot of fun.
This was fun. Let's do this again next week.
I'm in. Are we doing it next week with L.A.?
Oh, yeah. So here's the thing about L.A.
Yeah.
If anyone from L.A. is listening and they feel bad that I didn't include them because this was already really hard to schedule, if you're listening this far in the Wolfden, I appreciate your listenership and we'll get you very soon.
Word.
Want to hear Earwolf pilots before anybody else? We made a podcast feed just for you. Earwolf Presents is full of great stuff, like preview episodes for upcoming shows, peeks behind the paywall, and pilots for podcasts that haven't even been made yet. It's like getting to listen in behind the scenes here at Earwolf. Starting January 21st, Earwolf Presents will have a bunch of new pilots for you, like Edgar Montplaisir's The Wokest. Catch conversations between the wokest man in the world and comedians like Reza Lechea. Also, hear upcoming pilots The Florida Cast, Wow, You're Native American Too?, This Week in Sports, and Carl Alarm all throughout the month. Let us know what you think of them with hashtag Earwolf Presents. Subscribe to Earwolf Presents to hear more great episodes from around the network and behind the paywall, like an episode of Drew Tarver's Strictly Business with Derek Contrera, or Act One of Matt Besser's punk musical, Stolen Idea. Just search for Earwolf Presents in your podcast app and subscribe so you don't miss an update.